education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker?
What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. I got the livest co-host I can possibly ask for a tank.
What's up? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at the underscore I'm underscore tank.
Slam.
You can follow me at ambitious underscore slam.
Jay Gray.
What's up, man? This is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray too.
Day.
What's up with y'all, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Day.
And we got a special co-host in here today, Max Sleepy.
What it do? You can follow me at underscore eatthisdick.com. Disclaim, I'm has a motherfucker.
This niggerhood.
Already.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Lab Podcast. I also want to apologize personally for me getting too drunk. You know what I'm saying? I listened back to the show, and I was just, when I said frog like two times, frog. Like what?
He don't even know what he was trying to say.
Exactly, frog.
Right.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I apologize for that, but we did have a good time for the most part. We were a little bit unorganized, but you know, it was our first time at it. We'll be doing another live show in Memphis, and then after that, I plan on doing one in Nashville. So. It's going down.
Be on the lookout for this shit, man.
And then what else we doing? Oh, no negative energy cookout.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
Yeah, that's before anything. So I think that's gonna be. I think I want to do the first week of June. First weekend. Cause May we got so much to deal with. Memphis in May, weather in May, cause we got rained out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll probably shoot for the first weekend in June. Don't hold me to that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I'll be out of commission. I'd be on paternity leave, so yeah, I'd be on paternity leave in May.
Yeah, see, it worked out better for June.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, I can't read this without laughing. Okay, let me stop.
What's the topic, man? You want me to read?
Does the big fan obsession only exist online? I'm gonna say this because I got a couple homeboys who love them some
couple.
I got a couple homeboys who love them some bigums. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you like, that's what floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? You like laying on top of cars and trucks. It's cool. Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So I won't say it exists just solely online, cause but I think more guys are ashamed of liking bigger women, like publicly making it known.
Why? I don't know.
Maybe because it's the jokes we crack or something. Like they're ashamed
but
of it.
We crack them on all
like
sizes,
like,
though.
Right, man, you gonna get these jokes. I don't care what size you need.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's gonna always have something to say.
So, yeah. Exactly. Like, I'm a big nigga and little chicks like me. So
I would say just make sure she's pretty, because it's a lot of really pretty big fines, as you call them, out there.
They do be fine, though. Like, they do be fine. It's just we can't do nothing
together. Oh, so they actually be fine.
Yeah.
And big.
And
yeah.
Big.
Big fine, but they're portioned. Because, you know, you got some.
Let's talk about that. It is some who are fine, and they are proportioned.
Portioned. Then you got nice. The round, like the Michelin tire.
Yeah.
Look, like, wow. I'm like, because, see, I'm confused. Like, only thing that scared me about, like, big women is just, like, when you big, when you got little breasts.
That's a tragedy.
That's like, it scares me. Like, it's different. Yeah, like you're really big chested.
Hold on.
But that's something that they probably can't help.
I know you can't help it.
Is it, like, the same scare, like, you get when you see clowns?
Kind of, yeah. It's, like, uncomfortable type thing.
Wow.
It's like you just hold, it's like you holding your breath too hard.
You sucking it out of air from your chest,
bro. Right, but you ain't exhaled like in like 4 years.
Man, big women, big women with small titties remind me of Big Van Vader.
Like Vader, like yeah, yes, like Vader. The wrestler, yes. Yeah, like yes.
A lot of motherfuckers, y'all go Google Big Van Vader when y'all hear this.
Y'all is eating
it. But listen,
rest in peace to Vader.
I do not discriminate. Like I really was considering a serious relationship with a woman that was considered a big fan. Like she was like
what
tall.
What's considered that? What's the
see?
Weight
this the thing we got to get specific into, like the weights and the heights and shit, the weight and heart chart. You know what I'm saying? The body mass index and all this shit.
It kind of got to mess up because you can say because a girl could be like 5'1" and be 150 and that's big.
Yeah, she can
height.
Like. Yeah, right, yeah. Like, but see, like the chick I was talking about, she was like 5'10", 5'11". She was like 215.
She probably was portioned. She was just massive.
Yeah,
she was
just
massive. Like
she
wasn't
good
too.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, kept it fine, warm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
man.
Dog, y'all don't understand.
Fupas are a good thing.
Fupas are a excellent thing. They ain't nothing but insulation for the pussy.
Real
I sort of have a stomach fetish. So like when we cut it, and like I'll grab me a good man. I'm putting my finger in your belly button and all this shit.
Hey, I like doing it. I like doing it, playing with the belly button.
Play with that, play with that kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, yeah. I like me a big fan, man. They cool, and they be smelling good. They always like to eat. You know what I'm saying? You'll never be hungry.
Yeah,
and then,
sure.
Especially when they sweet and nice and don't have no attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Plenty snacks. That's the one that got the plenty snacks.
Yeah, now when you got, when you, now.
They know the exclusive joints and what stores to get them from and stuff. You like, you know, these are just strictly super low snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gonna find these at Kroger, man. You gotta go to the, you know, the super low.
Yeah, off the plug to get
these
them
is ignorant.
Yeah. Nah, but the difference between like a big fine and a fat bitch is attitude.
There you go.
That's a valid point.
Good point.
You can be like, man, she's so cute. She's a big fan. Look at her. Soon as she get an attitude, you fat bitch.
Fat fuck. The first thing coming. Fat fuck.
That's real shit though, Dave, because I ain't lying, bro.
Okay, so Sleepy, you do think the obsession with big fans does exist offline?
It do, because you got to look at some of these baby mothers and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Niggas, baby mamas. Niggas, you know how sometimes you leave the club night. Now, this is me growing up and how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Saying no name. You leave the club, you been drinking and shit, man. Couple of your niggas be like, man, you got to take one for the team. Take one for the team. Some niggas have something lined up already to be a big junk. Waiting for him. He do all that bullshit at the club, but you know he got him some pussy guaranteed. So, you know, this shit do exist online. Yeah. A lot of niggas just online be trying to act like that.
Yeah, like they don't fuck with certain type of women.
Like, you know what I'm saying? For no reason at all. I don't know why they do that. It's just a shame. Don't be ashamed if you like something. If you don't like, if you're ashamed of what you like, you don't need to be liking it.
That's right.
I think they go for across the board for a lot of things.
Pretty much everything.
Download, brothers.
Oh,
yeah, we do need to talk about. I mean, you know, just find reference to the Big Fine president and vice president.
Yeah,
they on Twitter.
You'll know them when you see them.
Yeah. You know who they tweet. Yeah. You know who they like. They take pictures with them all the time. Yeah, they love them.
You niggas is ignorant.
They the homies though. Shout out to the committee.
Jamel and Twan. And Phil.
And the homie
so
Phil.
Secretary of State, then you need to.
Yeah, Secretary of State. That may, well, can't be the treasurer because Twan. Yeah, Twan could be the treasurer. That's cool. Okay. He got a. It's
who the president?
Oh, yeah, he is president. Jamel will probably be secretary.
No, Phil is going to be the president. We talking about Big Fine. Phil is the president.
Yeah, Phil
Jamel
is the president.
Is vice president.
What's Duke? He like Big Fines too.
Duke does like
Department of Defense.
But he owns his liking of Big Fine.
Yeah, but see, yeah, Duke, me and Duke beefing because he always talk about he 5'9", man, like 7'8".
I seen them at the show.
Yeah. Over touching the ceiling, talking about what's up.
Hey, you,
talking about he 5'9".
5'9". Walk in 6'6".
Right.
I ain't a man.
All right. What makes a person stressful when dating? I tried to touch on this on the timeline. I think for a lot of guys, not all of us, but for the most part, when we say women are stressful, it's actually a compliment on look. Like, I don't necessarily look at a woman and say, oh, you gonna stress me out because, you know what I'm saying, you gonna, like, do all this fuck shit. That's not what we're saying. When we say, like, you stressful, it's like, damn, you so fucking fine. This shit kind of stressing me right now.
It's type stressing. Of thing.
It's stressing.
Yeah. That's a different kind of stress. That's a totally different level.
Yeah, so it's actually a compliment. But, you know, and then most women, you know, you try to be modest. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. It's been a lot of chicks that I don't think are stressful who get called stressful. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That is so true.
That's so true. Amen.
You like who
so that's
you
just
like.
Me. That's what I think yeah. stressful is. So what do you think makes a person stressful when dating?
Jealousy.
Being jealous.
Yeah. That'll you stress know what? You out. I think jealousy to a
certain degree.
A certain degree is in relationships, like. You're gonna be jealous of the things that, like, especially if he's getting too much attention, but not jealousy as far as controlling jealousy like that.
Like when he had fun.
Mine can have fun. I've never told him he couldn't.
When a woman, whenever you having fun, you got a girlfriend, she can sense it and she gonna ruin that shit.
I'm telling you. Get the tingling.
Never fails.
Some ain't right.
Hold on. Listen, Slim instantly said. You having fun watching porn? We can watch porn together. Like,
right, right, right.
I mean,
you gotta just interfere with everything. Just intercept all.
Right. I'm not saying all the time, but we can watch it together, but I don't.
Don't nobody want to watch no porn.
One of the things for me, I would say, as far as stressful in a relationship, is somebody who does not understand that individuals need their own individual time.
Okay.
You, know, some people in relationships think you're supposed to spend all your time with them. And I've been in a relationship like that, and it was stressful and depressing as hell. So. You got to let that individual have time to themselves. If they're at home saying they're watching a movie, that don't mean you pop up, baby. Just stay at home. If you didn't get the invite, don't come. People need their own time and give it to them. Don't be that stressful ass person. You be alone.
I think it's two parts to it. One is, I think the one part is, for a lot of people, is just like when you like something about somebody and everybody else peep it, I think that's a form of stress. It's not like a terrible thing, but it's like it's almost
funny. And right. then you get them, and then they still trying to be funny on the motherfucking timeline. Yeah, and
see exactly, like that type of stress.
You should have saw her face change when she started talking about this.
I saw how angry. You saw how like the horns came out of head.
Exactly.
Started breathing fire and shit.
Like you can't be funny on the timeline once you got
I try to be not on the timeline when he's on the timeline.
Man, exactly.
Is that bad?
We could be a tag.
Yes, it is.
He's not funny
white
to me.
Don't want to
he's
to
funny. He's not. Whatever. Here we go. He's not funny.
Hold on. He's funny to you, but he shouldn't be funny for the crowd. Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
That's exactly what she's saying. That's exactly. So, and that's normal.
Okay, so being funny, your man being funny is stressful, right? That's what you're saying. Being funny to other people.
Too funny, yeah. Okay. Okay. It, one of the dimensions. Like they said, that's it. No emoji faces crying, that was funny, or trying to come back and say something after. Like, no, just don't even tell no jokes online.
you bring it, like, it's almost like you want it, but you don't want people to, like, understand how good of a person this person yep. is. But at right. the same time, it's like, it's almost, you're inviting something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like if my lady, I'd be lying if I said like my lady like posted something, she was dressed very nice, right? And she got over 100 likes on her picture.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people commenting on her picture, right?
Yeah.
Like if one part of me wants to be like, man, I want everybody to see how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
The second part of me be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 17 dudes that didn't like this picture.
Do we click on the likes to see the matter?
We know Slim. So it's like it gives you like you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
who is all these folk, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
It's that level of stress. I think the bad side of being stressful in a relationship is just that like you trying to meet a standard for somebody
yeah.
that you just can't fulfill. Like it's feel like you just constantly keep trying to do something.
But you never get
to that point.
What is this little thing? it's like the little game. You put the money in the machine and got the little claw.
Yeah.
Trying to grab the little bird.
Yeah, right.
And that's how it feels. Every time you're trying to grab it, you can't get it.
It almost get there, then it drop. Yeah. Or like as soon as it gets to the top, it drop. And it's just like, man, like you're just constantly trying to find this mesh or this perfect world type thing. It's like, man, I'm trying to fulfill this need for you, but it's like, I just can't get there. You know what I'm saying? It's like
it's
every day I'm falling short.
I think a lot of times in relationships, people have these standards that they're trying to get to in a relationship. And when you do that, I think it blocks things that could be, I always said the journey to that place is more beautiful than actually getting to that place. So if your mind thinks it's going to go this, you got it lined up how things are supposed to happen, you're missing.
But you'll never be satisfied putting a standard on anybody. You got so much life to live. Yeah. It's like, exactly. If you fulfill something, like if I look at you as a person that's just going to fulfill something, once that's done, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's over with. And it's like, I don't have any promising lookout on things rather than me just like, man, let's just embrace this ride and just be like, just happy that we're here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and let's just go through these motions together, because I don't want to set no type of standard where, like, what we should reach or what we should be. Or I don't want to do that, because once we get there, then we're going to be looking at each other awkward
as hell.
And
then it's fun. It's more, like, this relationship, like, I mean, now it's exactly like that. Like, it's no standards. I think we're both in a place where we're like, damn, this is real good. It's, like, cool. It's good. Nobody's expecting anything. We're just going in the motions. Like, every day is going to be different. Don't have these high expectations, think nothing going wrong, and stop thinking that relationships don't have problems. Like, stop thinking that people, because they do. It's about how you handle those problems that'll get you to the next day. So, like, start with the standards. Just go with the, be in the moment. A relationship is be in the moment. Just stop expecting all that stuff. Just be in the moment, and it's a great feeling being in the moment.
Yeah, be together. Be as one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be a team.
Yeah, teamwork makes a dream work, baby.
Every time.
Yeah. Didn't get to say much, but like,
it's emotional?
Nah, I ain't getting emotional. I'm about to cough, but shit. Like, as far as the stress for me, I was gonna say, like, what Jay says, when you have a woman that's beautiful and she's photogenic and she takes a lot of pictures, like, that does, like, because I really be wanting to react when I see, like, a selfie and then niggas leaving eye emojis and heart eyes, and I just want to, like, bro, can y'all please move? You know what I mean? That's what I just,
gotta fight just, every night to prove my love.
I gotta do this shit every day. Like, bro, can you please go away, man? Please, dog. I'm being like, but on like a serious note, like, I don't want to have to worry about you every day. Like, if I'm worried about you, like, where is you gonna do something?
You don't need that person, let them go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that type of shit, when you start thinking, like, damn, I hope she all right, or I hope she ain't doing this, or I hope this person ain't doing this, or, you know what I'm saying, I hope they doing what they say they gonna do, or on the right track. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be too worried about a person, because that shit'll
drive you crazy.
Yeah, that shit, they'll drive you crazy in a motherfucker. Like, why you sitting there waiting to hear from them or something? You ain't heard from them all day. You don't hear shit. Dog, that shit will stress you the fuck out. Mm-hmm. That ain't what you want.
Bushes and shit, right?
Yeah, you don't want, yeah, man. I would go to school, but we ain't gonna get into that.
What about you, Tank? Like, you say jealousy causes stress.
Yeah.
And nothing else comes to mind.
Basically, everything y'all just said, because the jealousy goes hand in hand with the what they said with the selfies.
That ain't really jealousy, though.
To be honest, it's almost like a slight insecurity.
It is.
I was just,
and that's stressful, because if I'm not doing anything, I'm just really posting pictures, you know, whatever. I can't help the attention that comes my way.
Yeah.
What I'm supposed to say? Y'all motherfuckers quit liking my pictures.
Even
though
exactly.
Keep commenting
that's
on
exactly
this.
Exactly
like,
what
you
doing
these Google
okay.
eyes? Like,
but
I ain't got time
exactly
to do all that. If anything, I'm not going to respond,
yeah,
or I'm just going
to,
like, say thank you and keep it moving.
Okay. Well, it's kind of different, right?
Don't even say thank you.
I'm going to say this. It's kind of different. Would you say that you get more attention, and it's not to say that you're not attractive in person or anything, but would you say that you get more attention on social media than in person? Or is half and half? Which one?
Half and half.
Okay. I'm asking because I feel like dudes are more likely to want to talk to women online versus than when they see them in person. That's
well, I interact with more people online than I do in person.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Okay. So I would rather my woman get more attention from guys from far fucking away online than niggas on the street every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, you get to see what the attention she gets online versus what she gets, you know, out in the streets when you're not around. Last thing I want her to do is come home. You know what? I had to turn down this dude at the store, and then I had to turn down this dude at
Popeyes. Yeah,
no,
questions.
It's
like,
guys who do that. But yes, I'm not that. I'm not that type of guy.
I get asked some questions often. I'm like, not, and I will tell you the truth. Yeah.
But see, I think that's causing your own stress right then, because
he's causing his own stress. He causing.
Well, yeah.
I'm not asking anything of, like, I don't want any answer from you. I'm not ready to take.
See, I'm gonna tell you something. But there really is mutual respect. Y'all gotta respect each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason number one that I looked your way because you were fine as a motherfucker. So if you fine as fuck to me, I know you fine to these other niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So boom, okay. So yeah. I know this gonna come. That attention gonna come. Man. Then you got the part where y'all together, you know what I'm saying? She go places. She want to hang with her friends. A lot of niggas don't be liking this shit. And you got to let a woman be her. You can't change her.
Yep.
Like me, I used to date a stripper. So imagine me. What kind of nigga would I be to be calling her, texting her all throughout the night? She getting money, like, boom. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Right? You know what I'm saying?
Keep that goddamn phone in your little girdle, motherfucker.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Put it in your phone
ring. You
right.
Pick it up.
Why would I be that type of nigga? You know what I'm saying? We had that mutual respect, so she know if I'm out doing what I do, she don't know where the fuck I be at. You know what I'm saying? She can take my word for it. But I know that I fuck with her, and I'm pretty sure if I stay faithful and she stay faithful, you know what I'm saying, make this shit work. So I ain't got shit to really worry about.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You know, it's just, you got to have that respect.
Because you're going to get hit on.
First and foremost.
He going to get hit on. You going to get hit on. But you ain't got no business.
I think those conversations that do need to be had.
Yeah.
So you can know if you and that person that you with are on the same,
page.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they might think you need to do it a different way. Or it needs to be done, like, you get with a person and you don't find out that they don't like you being with your friends until 6 months down the road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have that conversation. But now you in a relationship with somebody who don't want to give you your space. You know, and that's fucked up. But as I was saying with the online and in real life, I'm not asking you who tried to talk to you. Like, I trust you enough that you represent not just us, but yourself in a certain way. So you won't let anybody disrespect you, and that you won't disrespect what we got.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, I'm not giving that title of being mine to know anybody who I feel is going to go out here and do some shit that I can't trust or betray my trust. So seeing the shit online, though, is kind of different, because if I follow you, of course, I see it. Then sometimes I might jump in your mentions and see what's there. But, you know,
I think mine online on Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, when I decided to, like, let it be known I'm in a relationship, it slowed down on there.
Yeah.
Facebook is a motherfucking monster.
Because you got women in your inbox.
You got niggas in the penitentiary on Facebook.
Man, what? Yeah, folks in jail on Facebook.
But they don't care about you being in a relationship. Awkward. I wonder if that's where some of those men came from that are in my inbox. Could they be inmates? Probably
so. Let me say this, though.
Guys are on Facebook right
now. Hey, let me say this. Because I'm really bad. Whenever a woman in a relationship posts a picture with her and her boyfriend, I purposely go back on her page and like a picture of just her. Like, I want you to know I seen that. But I like you by yourself a little better.
Me and Ashton do that. Like, I have a guy that would like every picture I post. But as soon as I post something to me and mine,
he don't like it.
Skip over that motherfucker.
Because it ain't
exactly how it's supposed to go. That's how it's supposed to go.
Strategically. Head in the mouth.
Listen, I ain't liking nothing.
Like a bag of chips on her.
Exactly.
Like to fuck your
shit. He's like, memes and stuff. He loves it.
Exactly. When you go back and you like one of them, that's where it's talking about, don't settle. Go like this.
So you know what I'm talking about, too.
Or you leave a comment, this is so true. It was 82 weeks ago.
Man, it's like, Hey, what are you doing?
KP, the monster that we be talking about. Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm just joking. I don't really do this.
Like, me and the savages, man.
They really do this.
No, I don't really do that because I'm a sole believer of what goes around comes around. Exactly. Yeah. And, man, I don't want to have to kill no nigga for playing with it. Nigga in jail because you left too many comments. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, there have been times where I went to the club or I come home and you may ask, anybody try to talk to you at the club tonight? So, niggas do ask that kind of question.
Like, they make your night just be like, damn.
Yeah.
Right. See, he supposed to grab you and just, you know what I'm saying?
Like, come on, you came home that. To me, you feel me?
Right, you can't out of all them niggas.
You came home to me.
Niggas, that's how you spend every night. My dad come on with that B-roll.
Exactly.
That's what I
mean. I ain't catch that part.
I love you, boo.
Nah, but seriously, though, like, dude, like, you, if you, one thing, one of my exes, it's kind of fucked up because she was really cheap. But the one thing that bitch used to say to me was, if I was going to cheat on you, would I be hurt right now?
No way.
Bitch, you was cheating before you got here.
Would I be here right now? Yeah.
Of course, when you done.
Yeah, you're going to be here afterwards.
Be here right.
Oh, before you spend the night.
Exactly. Oh, fuck. Would I be here right now? Probably so.
Maybe.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. All right. So, let's talk about, do you think women hold back the first time having sex with a guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's do this one. That's so really, man. That was the weed talk.
And if they do, why? Why
would
they
do? I think both parties hold it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No.
Hold on. Tell me. Okay. So, hold on, we gotta ask. So, you say that the first time that you going into the bedroom with a guy, you unleashing it all.
Not all of it, but I'm
you hold back.
I'm not holding back to the point to where you notice I'm holding back.
No, we never noticed that. We just saying you don't go full fledged, kinky, freaky. Okay. Like you not gonna go into the bedroom and hang off the ceiling the first night.
No. No 93 the first time. No premium.
Why is that? Why would you hold back anything?
I think this is a great conversation of the different mindsets of men and women.
Yes.
Because men, say it. Dude, the first time.
We trying to slide us off.
We can't afford the fuck up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can't, bro. Okay. You got to do it.
Come on, date,
man.
I was going to say, it's going to depend on what he look like and how drunk I am.
Okay.
You know what drunk is?
I don't want to get too off topic just yet. I want to know why women hold back their first time.
Me personally, I need to see if you come in with the premium. I can't. What if you come in with slaw and I done came in here and gave you my best routine?
Okay.
You might not know. You might not leave me alone. After that, because you done gave me some noodle pizza.
Okay, does all have to be the best, or can it just like be a mediocre, not a mediocre, all, but just like a semi all?
Think of it like parallel. You know how spice rank is. You might want to use this spice this time, this spice this
time.
No
cayenne pepper. No cayenne pepper the first time. Leave cayenne out.
Good though. I'll be good.
Now, fellas, y'all really be giving the best head.
Yeah, bro. Bro, talking in the
mirror.
Hold on.
Like the best head, the best stroke, the best.
Hold on, tell me.
Get it together.
Hold on, tell me.
Hold on, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This might be. Oh, no. Look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't give a shit. Look, one time, I had talked so much shit. Fuck the shit out you. I promise I'm gonna fuck the shit out you. All in that pussy grind, I'm gonna eat it. Okay. We get the hotel room, right? Cool vibe, cool everything. So first of all, I went straight to eating. Bam. I ain't wasting no time. Gotta give it to her. Oh my God. Please, come on, give me that dick right now. Man, my dick would not get hard.
I talked all this shit.
but you got to stay to the end of the magic tree. So I'm in the jungle. I'm like, Lord Jesus, no. I said, hold on right quick. I went back down, started eating it some more. Swiss now all sad, and she like, man, but inside my head, you know, as a man, you like, man, come on, dick, don't do me like please don't do me
dick
like
dick, don't fail me now.
Feel like my wedding night. But it was so trill of her, and you know what I'm saying? I fuck with her, man. I can't say her name, but man, it was so trill of her. I got on top of her, still acting crazy, and she just grabbed it and started working it, kissing on my neck. It did get hard. God damn it. It went down.
It was successful. Man, yeah, it sounded a little bit better than one of my experiences.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Man,
KP's ended with excuses.
No. I just know what not to
my
drink.
My dog just died, man. It's a lot on my mind.
Hey, my pig goldfish in the hospital. They say it's cancer.
I don't think Hennessy should be the drink.
Hold on. Okay. Like okay. We're getting a little off topic. Okay. Do you think women hold back and why, Slim?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like I said, you don't know if he's coming with grade A penis or if he's going to give you noodle penis. Like, you cannot come out.
Noodle.
I haven't held back once before. You can't come out giving him 93, point blank period. I think give him 89, top of 89, top grade 89.
I think a lot of women hold back for the simple fact that they don't want to be judged. Like,
no,
they feel like if.
Because by the time we in the bedroom.
We know Slim, but I'm just telling you. I think a lot of women go into the situation. A lot of women go into the situation not knowing, okay, is he going to judge me after? Because you get dudes who clown women for things that they do sexually.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
You're being cautious.
A chick might like to, you know what I'm saying? For instance, I've been hearing like light skinned women like to lick ass, okay? They like to do it. I don't know personally, but I've been hearing that.
Like, did you have to go that far? Like,
y'all ain't go to the extreme.
Right, like, damn, man. Like, you couldn't just say, you know what I'm saying? They like to ride or something. Okay. And they like, went instantly to the farthest way that you can go, right?
Okay, listen, they like...
I'm just saying, they like to lick ass. What?
Okay, they probably like to lick the ass, right? So they might go... They might go into this situation and not want to do it with this guy because they don't want the dude to put them on blast. Like,
well, I would think leaking of that part would not come out with anybody on the first round. That would scare somebody.
And that's the reason, like, for that right
it
there.
It should.
Like,
I'd be scared.
Train your ass. Right. It ain't about me like getting my ass ate. First of all, I'm from South Memphis. My name's Lex Sleepy, real name Curtis. Don't play with me. I ain't gonna say what I said, because some gal will try niggas and tell niggas about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Man, he gay. Why you call that man gay? Why you call
him? Let me put my finger in his booty. Something like that.
Let me lick his ass.
Exactly. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
But you feel comfortable saying he gay because he let me lick
his ass. It is a stupid way. Like, people go through this string and try to prove a point. Right. As if you trying to prove the point has anything to do with it.
Let me say this.
Right.
To expose somebody, you always got to expose yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So you always going to tell someone about yourself when you expose them.
He but right.
You ain't his ass.
I didn't hear anything after
that. Don't with you. Bitch, you got to smoke with your goddamn tweezer.
Hey, get my cup, man. What's wrong with you?
Bitch, you can't drink out of no glass.
Take the cup with you, man. Get out, man.
But seriously, I think, like I said, you get women who don't, they're not too sure if a guy's a fuckboy or a real nigga yet. So they hold back, and it's just like, and then at the same time, if you,
y'all don't need to give them
no proof. And at the same time, if you give, sometimes you give a person everything up front, is nothing else to look for after.
Yeah.
So you gotta, I think a lot of women like to gradually roll it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's perfectly fine, but I fuck on the first date sometimes, and I'm going all out. I'm giving you my best stroke, for real. Like, I'm trying to get you hooked, because, like, really, if I slow out, then I ain't getting it no more.
You're right.
I don't know. Some women forgive me. Shit. Some women forgive me.
I talk too much shit. They ain't gonna forgive me if I slow out. So they're like, this nigga.
If she like you, she might.
Yeah. Hey, but, hey, like.
The girl waited with me. She could have left that room. I would have been so sad.
Yeah, she could. If she like you, she'll let you.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I end up fucking chicks that don't really like me sometimes.
That's your fault.
He that dude from Superbad, man. You real girl that say, "Oh my God, I wish I never did that." We can be that mistake. That's day.
Right. Sometimes it be like that, man. Like we don't really just like each other, but we was just horny at the same time. And we was drinking and the music was too loud and things happen. But
3 seats? That sucks.
Hey. Well, I'm saying, but like
3 seats?
No, nah, I don't think
3 seats.
But I don't know what's me I'm talking.
6.
Mafia?
Mafia? No.
Right. Like, you know we're in Memphis.
Am I
saying?
Am I saying 6? Is that what you're saying?
3, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6.
March 6th? Oh, yeah. Well, we're not finna talk. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. My pony.
Gotcha.
Here we go. Man, can we please edit this out of the show, man? I'm not finna get in my personal business. I bet it's a stew listening to this podcast, so we don't like each other.
It's gonna be a stew tweeting shit at your head. Oh, so that's what you mean?
Stew calling up a gang banging cuz.
Stew gonna tweet shit at your head. Hey. Oh, okay.
See, look. Niggas always tell on themselves. Because only people who was there and us right here know what the fuck we talking about. He just go tell on his goddamn self.
I don't appreciate y'all telling my person to be in about what happened in the situation with me and that stool.
We weren't even gonna say all that. You told on yourself.
Wait a minute, Dane. What are you saying?
He talking over it.
I just want the people that listen to the show, they gonna hear me like, do y'all hear how they treat me in front of company?
Y'all see this,
nigga,
we family. What you talking about? Shut up.
Sleepy
night.
Nigga been going
to
me so many
times. Y'all see exactly how they embarrass me.
Time out. Let me say this. This is totally off topic, but this is funny as fuck. And I got to say it on this podcast. I heard it on another. All right. It's a guy. I can't think of his name. What if I think Mark Bean or some shit, Green or something like Ren or something. But he was the writer of the Chappelle Show. A lot of people don't know. He helped write Chappelle Show. He helped write Half Baked. He's a fucking comedian. Nigga's hilarious. Nigga said, black people love Hillary Clinton because she dressed like Steve Harvey. And I thought about it. Dude, I had to let it sit there. And I said, she do wear big ass pantsuits.
Big ass shoulder pads and shit. Yeah, with the stockings.
I said, bro.
I don't know why they came out of nowhere, but it was hilarious.
Bro, I was dying laughing that whole morning. And then one of my coworkers white, and he a Trump supporter. So I was like, I want to tell him this goddamn joke. I told him, and he started laughing.
You know he did.
It's real.
Yeah, but jokes like that, like if you white and you tell a joke like that, I'm going to laugh at it. It's funny. It's completely harmless. But if you come out, what do you call black people eat watermelon?
Watermelon chicken eating big lip nigga. You supposed to laugh. That's a joke. Just because I call you a big lip nigga don't mean I want to hang you. Yeah. I mean, I like your shit.
Yeah, they'll tell you they like
that. I mean, shit, I'd let my daughter date you.
My dog.
My daughter.
Been watching CMT.
Anyway, back to the subject. Shit. Oh, hold it back. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I think this shows a connection of, like, how we view sex in different ways. Because, I mean, dudes, like you said, dudes going to try to give it all out. Because we want to make that good first impression. With women, it's like, y'all want to hold back. Y'all want to be viewed a certain way.
Sex is like a form of communication. When you first get with somebody, the communication is not as mesh as it should be. The more you're around them, the more time you spend around them, the better it gets. The more you talk about, the more you let loose.
Yeah, but sometimes I be feeling like that when I first meet you.
What is Tig laughing at?
Ain't nobody trying to talk.
But we're not talking. Sex itself.
The communication part. Like, that's what I'm saying. The form of communication can be like A1 from when I first meet you. Because it's like.
No. It can't be A1 when you first meet. Because you don't know each other's body. You don't know what each other like. You just assume that I'm going to go ahead and get her the straight dog pound, fuck like the shit out of her. And she may like slow
you got some universal shit, though.
I adapt. I tell See, the thing about me is I feel like I'm like Chick-fil-A when it comes to sex because I have really good customer service. I really like talk and be and like I talk and I interact with who with my partner who I'm having sex with. Like, how do you like? Do you like? Do you need more? Do you want me to go faster, slower? Do you want me to give you the hip swirl? Do you need me to slow stroke? Do you need me to short stroke?
You talking
too. Yeah, right. That's what's going to happen.
You gotta get the fuck out of me. You gotta get the fuck out of me.
No, but honestly,
the sex itself is
but that's
the conversation.
What I'm saying.
I strongly agree. Let's go.
But I let her. Right. But most of the time, I let her talk to me. I tell her to tell me how she want it, and then I give it to her like that, pretty much.
She don't got you. She doesn't have to say a word.
No, but I like to talk sometimes.
They that motherfucker.
You like this? You like this dick kind
of
nigga?
Hold on. I need to hear your voice, baby.
They the salesman at the store calling and following around. Needs help? Want a platform card?
I'll be on aisle 6 if you need me. I'm over here.
If you didn't know.
You look like you know what you're doing. So
freaking talking. Right. No.
You sure you're good? Everything all right? All right.
No,
you're right.
You talk
I'm invisible.
I'm just right here just doing something.
If you need me. If you need me, shout.
Got a red shirt. Day. This is my name. Day.
Too much talking.
No. That's the
name. Oh my God. She might dry up while you're
out there. Too much fucking talking.
Too fast, too slow. I mean, I understand.
Yeah. You like it? Hold on. You like that? Hold on. You like that? Uh-uh.
This one's good? Okay.
He didn't talk to the sleep.
Exactly. No.
I get these jokes, but really, most the questions come like.
It's like an exit ticket.
Yeah, it's kind of like a survey. Yeah, like a survey she got to fill out. Like, check this, you know what I'm saying?
Grab that iPad over there.
On the scale of 1 to 5, do you approve, disapprove, strongly agree?
Please
strongly
leave a comment.
Oh, my God.
Like, how you saying, like, rate and review?
Yeah, you got to 5.
Are you going to give me 5 stars
before? That's what I'm saying. You got to rate
and review. If it's 3, let me know.
No.
Rate and review the show. Rate and review my sex, babe.
I didn't mean communication like that as far as you talking. I mean, the sex is the communication.
Do not allow that fucking talking. Nobody wants to hear that
shit. No, I don't
want
to hear you
talking. But listen, I told you how to talk.
It's obvious I like your dick if I'm moaning. Like, nigga, shut up.
But some women be faking this shit, though.
Like, hold on. That's you?
Hold on. You changed your moan. What was that?
Wait a minute.
You okay?
Don't like
what
that
mean? No, you don't want that one? Okay.
Did that hurt?
Like, you feel pain it? Is good. Keep
Hold on. You feel it in your stomach?
Oh my God.
Is it done?
Oh, you moaned again. All right. You want to keep my leg right here?
That's the spot right there.
Say, Hunter.
All right, you back moaning. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Please don't ever make that noise again.
Please don't.
Hold on, you know what my name is? Say my name. Say my woman name. Woman name.
That sounds like she's hurting.
You
she's
sound like
not.
You stepping on a dog's tail, man.
Goat getting stabbed.
You know they be sweating. It's not a question.
I'm sorry, I'm sweating. I'm sorry. They're dripping your mouth. I'm sorry.
We'll take a break.
I don't like all this stuff.
Hold on. You know a nigga ain't talking.
Okay, we'll take a break.
You know a nigga ain't talking. Then come. Is it good?
You're breathing all weird and shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they think
that. You said you give a survey doing text.
I said after the paper.
It's an exit ticket. It's like as soon as you get done, he's like, he mail you.
If she can take a survey after sex,
he walk up to the door.
Granted, and pamphlet right there.
On your way out, granted, pamphlet.
Don't put your name on
the list. If y'all get Comcast, you know where he's come from. He walk up to the door. Would you mind taking a survey when you get on?
It's a suggestion box right there. Just leave your suggestions of what you think I need.
Yeah, that's what I probably should do.
It need a suggestion box.
Y'all are fucking around and made me stop giving the surveys. Now I'm just going to say, look, just
do. Like, we're only here to help you.
Nah, but
just,
see, Whatever, man. I just like to know how I'm doing, because I don't want to be
you
the guy
know
giving
she calls
out.
You the no, next day.
I don't want to be the guy known for giving out slow dick, because I know
well,
women
if
talk.
If you are, then just up your
no.
dick.
Your
game.
Best,
just,
no,
your best
but tell
to,
me.
What
don't,
to one woman
what,
could
that's
be
why
good.
I say
if
let
she's
me
real,
know.
She'll tell you.
That's
like,
why I say
God.
To let me know
be
then,
real.
Or like lead a survey, because
be
I don't want to. I don't want to be
let
talking
me know how
and
I can
then you
up
get
my
the,
dick game.
I get to talking shit and then you start subtweeting like. Oh, slow dick ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Do little shit like that. Cause you know women like to throw little shot. Women like throw little shots. They were like, dog. Like, LOL
we,
and
we
shit.
Do, we give y'all nicknames. And we talk
yeah, that's
about
what I'm saying. Little nicknames.
Oh, and it's
inside.
Like,
she hit you with
yeah,
the.
Yeah, little Petey.
She hit the. She hit what's you with the tweet and say though. Last night and then had a the less than sign on it.
Yeah. And you was just with her. You like, damn.
That's so petty, bro. Last night.
Women
less than, like, okay, okay, hold on, hold on. It might he just said something when she was like, little dick ass nigga. Do men get labeled just as much as women?
Little dick ass
nigga. I think so. I think so. So we get called a whole lot of shit. Ain't shit niggas. Insecure. Number one thing I get called is crazy. And then on,
I don't know if we get labeled more, but I definitely think that we have.
I'm talking about just as much.
I think we. I don't know if we get labeled just as much, but I think that we have to prove what we're not more. If that
most
makes
definitely.
Sense.
Are these
most
good
definitely.
Labels or bad labels?
That's what I'm saying. Like I think
bad
it's bad. Like I
you
think
can be
we
a most, fine ass motherfucker. And that's your label.
Negative label. Yeah.
Oh, negative
I think
label.
That we. I think we have to prove what we ain't more.
Yeah.
Than
we really
anything
have to prove
yeah.
what we not.
Because
yeah,
if one of your homeboys ain't taking care of his responsibility, nah, you going to be a deadbeat. You're a deadbeat. That's why I try not to hang around people. Like if I know of a dude, like you not taking care of your kids, I don't need to stand next to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't respect it.
Yeah, I think that, like, because it's almost like everything about me is a shock. Wow, you have your kids live with you? Wow, you graduated from college? Wow, you got a master's degree? Wow, like, God damn, like. Yeah. Why is this
like
all
this can't
such
be
a
the
surprise?
Standard?
Like, right. Like, it's like, it's all such a surprise. And it's like, I have to prove so much that you're all these different things. Like, you actually are intelligent or you actually are a decent person. It's like, God damn, like, you really just got
to. You from
prove.
North Memphis and you went to college?
Like, what?
Are for real?
Like, that's real. Like,
I don't know. I probably kind of, like, don't make it when they be like, you graduate? Nope. Damn. You went to college? Nope. But I can't kind of say I went to college because Memphis keep talking about I owe them some money. So I'm just going, bro, hell yeah, I ain't never been to that goddamn school, bro. The folks talking about I owe them $2,000. And this ain't parking ticket. Like, I got to show y'all the paperwork. Like, you would think I attended.
I think a lot of the labels.
I ain't even get to enroll, bro. Like,
I think a lot of the labels men get labeled, especially on social media, are hearsay. Like, things they've heard. Your girl, her friend said he ain't shit, so everybody
yeah,
women,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He ain't
yeah.
shit. And you don't even know the first thing about this guy, but he just not shit. He not shit. Or if he expressed emotion towards something.
He's soft.
He's soft. He's sassy. He's sis or something. He's one of us. Like, I don't like women. I don't like women who do things like that. It shows that you've never had a real man in your life to correct that shit, because a real man would never let you get away with that bullshit. And you would be afraid to say it on social media.
Yep.
Nah, but you know, man, I hate that we have to go, like, it's almost like we have to jump through hoops of fire to prove that we aren't these labels, like Jay Gray said, you know, especially, like, with me personally, I feel like I have a thing for damaged women. Like, it sucks. And because I'm always the motherfucker coming in trying to be Superman after somebody else then fucked them up. Like, yeah. Mother's on over here. And it's not like I'm praying on them. It's just, I don't know.
You like to feel like you're the reason why things are different. Or
you like to feel needed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And shit. It was at first a selfish person.
You helpful too.
But that's the thing though. At first it was subconscious. So I'm like, why the fuck do I keep running into these certain type of women? And then I
because it's normal, KP. You're not the only one. Like, that's why. Like, it's not something that you did, man. It's just like it's just a reference, man. Like, women just get hurt, and whatever it is that represents or is anything remotely close to what that last person did that hurt them, you represent, which may be like breathing,
yeah,
it's over with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just
you ain't got a shot.
Right? You ain't got a. You gonna do something?
Did
that
you
they
breathe?
Be, right, right. Did you blink your eyes? Oh, hell no. See, my last one did that breathing shit. And now it's like, and so it's going to be something that you do, man. It's going to represent the last dude. And they going to just be reluctant or hesitant. And it's like, ugh.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. That shit, at the same time, I really feel like getting the damaged women is like probably like why I ain't had a child yet. Because I always get the motherfuckers like typically. Like, for the women that I have dated who had kids, it was like, I don't, because he left me and I don't want this to happen again. You know, I don't fuck with chicks with kids, but daddies, he was either a real deadbeat, he actually dead, or he in jail.
No more kids. That's what you're asking for. Any woman that has been through that, a deadbeat child, a deadbeat father, or a man that's incarcerated or something like that, she's not going to want to go through it again. So you're asking for that woman to not want to have more kids. You got to get you somebody that's stable with a child and open to having more kids. Like, some women have been scarred so bad they don't want any more kids because of what the first child's father did to them. And they're really stuck on it. Like, I don't want any more kids, so you can't deal with those type of women, especially if you want children.
I mean, I don't think that it's not an invalid reason. I don't think that, you know, women are necessarily reluctant. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to look foolish. You don't want to be played with. You don't want, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to have a kid, another kid, probably especially out of wedlock and left with two babies and how that represents that you got two baby daddies and all that. Like, I understand it. I just think that it's just the formalities of it that kind of throw everything off. It's like how you're going by being reluctant. Like, you can't just walk around and just have a dude walking on eggshells trying to please you. Mm-mm. Like, you got to be realistic in the sense of.
And that's how it comes off.
You know what I'm saying? Right, and, but it comes, like I said, like, it comes off to us. It's like, damn, like, I'm nothing like dude. Stop treating me like dude.
But isn't that stressful? You eventually leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
like,
how
and
it
I'm
happens
saying,
each time, though.
It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Somebody
got to
be understanding.
Time.
Like, that, and I think that's the point. It's like, because on a woman's perspective, it's like, you don't want to open up because you feel like it's just the same song, different person. And it's like, damn, I don't want to open up to this guy because this is exactly how my last relationship started. Everything was cool and everything was
and
dope.
Flip.
And then all of a sudden, boom, this nigga ain't shit. And so I got to be reluctant. Then the dude is like, God damn, man, I don't know what the fuck you want. Like, I'm trying to please you, but you keep comparing me to this other nigga. I'm nothing like this nigga. Man. And then your mind is like, that's the same thing he said. And it's like, shit, y'all both on this disconnect. And so one of us got to be understanding. Somebody got to open up and be like, all right, I get where you're coming from, so I got to be patient with it. Or the other girl, the girl got to say, all right.
Like, people,
like, nobody's
you know
patient. Like, nobody,
get
everybody.
To know nobody. They just want to.
But you got some people. But
instant
you got
gratification.
Some people,
right, right. Because
some,
it's such a right now moment.
You have some
in life.
Individuals that have been so hurt from their past that no matter what you do, no matter how you show them that I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, they still have that mentality. You're just going to leave just like the
I
rest
think
of them.
A lot.
I was in a. And I'm going to say this because he knows. We've had numerous of conversations. My son's father was that person. He was so messed up from his past that he thought that eventually I would leave. I would leave him because everybody else left. He got so upset at the girl before me that he got a tattoo that said money over bitches. Like, that's how hurt he was. He was hurt. And that shit, for 2.5, almost 3 years, I was walking on eggshells. Like, fuck.
I don't want him to feel like this.
I'm trying
to feel like this.
I can't speak to people when we out in public together because if I speak to, if it's more than a hey, how you doing, or more than 10 seconds, then he's looking. Like, what
I
he had
kinda,
to say
I could kind of
like,
understand that
that's,
one.
No,
I'm
that's
just joking. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
That's not
what else y'all got to say? I mean right. Hey, you said hey.
No, that's not healthy. It took me a while to finally leave that relationship because I was trying my best, but he would not change. And I had to leave before I ruined the friendship because he was so messed up that nothing I did was going to make him realize that he was wanted, he was loved in the way that he should be loved. So I
think what really frustrates us, like, okay, if she see that I'm constantly putting in effort with her, I'm being patient with her, why can't she give me a little slack? Like, okay, because, like, I'm not going to be putting in no effort or being patient with no chick that I don't really want. So I must really, really care about you and really want you to be sticking around and, you know, you want the woman to be like, can she step outside of herself and see how she treat each dude that she mess with?
Yeah.
And I treat them the same way, and I see that this dude right here, he really putting forever. He putting up with my bullshit. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it get frustrated when you don't get recognized for that. And then it'd be like another thing. Like, I'm through fucking with it. Like, I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah. I think accountability kick in, too. And it's like, you don't try to figure out, like, what it is that you had to do with the situation. Right. Like, you think that just they were fucked up. No, you play the role. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You the common denominator in everything that you deal with. Yeah. So, every issue that you've had, you played a role in it because you was the motherfucker in it. So, it's like, you got to really sit back and say, I had something to do
and
with
it. And people
this.
Who right. cannot say that, I don't like to deal with it at all. Yeah, no, like, you got to have accountability. You can't. Everybody can't be fucked up, but you.
Right.
Come on now. You ran into 10 people, and everybody was fucked up.
And you can't say nobody can be trusted.
Exactly.
Like,
you part of nobody. Nobody can. If you out here saying nobody can be trusted, now I don't believe everybody can be trusted. You just have to pick through what's what. But if nobody can be trusted, then I guarantee you, stop looking in the mirror. It's something you're doing, and it's probably you that can't be trusted.
Yeah.
The reason why people not messing with you.
Piggybacking off of what Tink was saying, it's like people lack so much patience now. And I think that technology is a big, like, we have a technology mindset now. Like, we think that we can just have an instant of everything. Like, everything is just as an instant. Like, people hop in relationships real fast. People just go from friend to friend real fast because of, like, that mindset now. I think that's a direct effect of technology. It's just like, we think that we can just, if we see something, we can just dead it and move on, like, so quickly. Like people and personalities and life isn't even like that valued. You know what I'm saying? Like friendships and like getting to know people. Like, you're not trying to do that. Like, you don't tweet about this, I don't know you. Or you tweet about this, so I know you. I know what you are. And then it's like you develop a personality and develop a definition of a person just based off of whatever you see on social media. And then if it doesn't match up, you keep moving. And it's like, God damn, like, you're not even going to sit back and try to get to know who I am as if.
Yeah.
Me tweeting or me whatever, I have a choice. Like, everything that I post on Twitter, I can choose what and what not to do. You don't know the unconscious me. You don't know what I do on the regular. Like, everything, I got to consciously push sin on everything that I do. And most things I tweet, I proofread. And so it's like, I look at it, see what it is. I think everybody has deleted a tweet or two. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at some shit and be like, nah, I ain't going to post it.
That's why I be weary of people. I be like, it's just Twitter. It's just Twitter. It's not really me, but this is coming from you, though.
Yeah. Right.
How can you just
so if you a fucked up person on Twitter, 90% of the time.
Oh, yeah, you definitely fucked up. Like, you fucked up when you have a chance to really evaluate everything that you can present to the world, and you still choose to do that. Exactly. Oh, you fucked up.
Even
real.
If you control and shit like that.
Right. Like, that's your control. Like, this is what you do when you can control your atmosphere. I don't want to know what you can do when it's out of your control.
I own all my bullshit. I always tell motherfuckers, I am a very fucked up person.
Hey, I think that you definitely.
Shit, a lot of folks don't own up to this shit. Period. Nigga don't own up to this shit.
Hey, like a motherfucker. I tell you instantly. Hey, I'm fucked.
Don't do that.
I'm going to give you
the reason why you think you're that way.
No,
or you just saying I'm fucked up.
No, I'm I know the reason why I'm fucked up.
I'm saying, are you giving it to them the reason?
Yeah, I'm giving it to you straight.
I'm just making sure you're not saying I'm a fucked up individual without saying.
No. I'm gonna give it to you straight because I want to give you the choice if you want to stick around and fuck with me.
Hey, but that's a good because
I think
most people hold back shit and let you find out on your own. And it's kind of like they made the decision for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
But, I mean, that's a good thing, too, because, I mean, most women want to be the change of a man. Like, women want to be the change of a man. Like, I think that's, like, the best reward ever, like, to the public, that you help this man become this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a direct correlation. Like, so many people praise Michelle Obama because of she helped that man become president. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the direct. Respond like she helped change that man from this to that, and it's like that's a direct representation of you. So it's like you want to be the change.
A real
man
gonna praise her, for
right? Right, and exactly like that's
some real shit.
That's some real shit. Like
we do need that as men. We need women like this, man.
Right?
Like I think every dude has like that one woman here change, like do everything, like change his life. Or he probably may not met her yet, or he met her and fucked it up and trying to show her that he changed, and she moved on and shit. But, like, this shit eventually will come for dudes, like.
I'm going to say something. A lot of people going to disagree, right? I feel like in life, it's three women that men come across that are meant for them, right?
Usually, for that particular time,
for that particular person. Usually, we get we get three partners in life, right? That we are really meant to be with. For the and Tank looking crazy. Let me explain. That first chick that we come across that we probably was meant to be with, we weren't ready for. So we probably damaged her beyond control, beyond repair. You know what I'm saying? To where we can't get that back. It'll never be the same. The second chick could be the same thing. Maybe we met at a time where she wasn't ready for me. And we probably never come across each other again. And the third one is the one we end up being with for the long haul.
Oh, I can agree with that because my boyfriend, before he deleted his Tumblr, he made this thing, and I was like, he labeled his exes in a sense that he was saying what you're saying, but he did it in a different way. And it was first thing in the morning. So when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this? And why am I free roam? Because in my mind, roaming is like, motherfucker, you roaming aimlessly. You ain't attached to no motherfucker. Like, what the fuck is this? So I text him, like, what the fuck?
And he explained it to you.
And he explained to me, he was like, I had my eye opener. I had my puppy love, my eye opener. And now I'm in a place where I don't feel like I have to walk on eggshells. I feel like we're growing together. We're going through this together. It's different for me. I was like, yeah, I get you, but I didn't get you.
Well, I think you actually attract who you need in your life at that time.
At that time.
The constant thinking of something, or thinking of someone, a quality that you need, if you constantly think about it, you attract that to your life.
Yeah.
You may let that person go, they'll be right there for you.
Yep.
I mean, it is like you are a direct response. Like you are a direct like reaction to whatever you're thinking and whatever you're doing. Like that's what you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. Because eventually, I mean, everything has a reaction. So if you're a positive person, like over time, you're going to attract positive people. Yeah. Or if you like, it's just this: if what you do right by people, it's just if you choose to live a righteous life, like you're going to, you know, have. It's going to be some vultures. I mean, that's just what it is. But they're not going to be intentionally coming at you. They're just going to be, they'll step in. Hey, right. It's like a parasite. Like, they don't give a, like a mosquito don't give a fuck who they bite. They just going to come, you know, they see a body. They going
to. You don't take a lot of shit personal.
Right. You shouldn't take it personal because some people just going through shit. Like, I might walk outside and the motherfucker try to rob me, but it's because they going through some shit. It ain't that they wanted to rob Jay Gray. They just wanted to rob a motherfucker because they wanted to get out of the situation that they in.
Yeah.
So, it's just that type of thing, but I'm surrounded by people who I talk to every day. I'm surrounded by great people. So it's like I'm not upset about that. And I think that's just what KP was saying. Like when you get in a relationship at first, it's hard to understand. It's like getting a lump sum of money.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know, you get a big lump sum of money.
You spend it
all. Ain't like nine times out of ten. Right. Yeah, you just gonna buy a bunch of shit. And then the next time you get a lump sum of money, you might be like, okay. That was foolish.
Yeah.
Let me buy something else. You know what I'm saying? And do something. Like, let me buy a little bit and then, you know, save a little bit. And then the third time, it's like, let me just put this shit away. Because, you know what I'm saying? The last two times I did something stupid. So, right. So it's just, you just learn off lessons. And that's what growth is. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, when you get in shit and you see your mistakes, you own up to what you did and you face that mirror. And some people, that's the hardest place to point, man. It's like the point in the mirror.
Hard for me to do it back when I did.
Right. That
so
shit.
Don't get discouraged if you about to face yourself. Do not get discouraged.
That shit hurt. Right? Like it's hard, man. Like, cause people really don't want to sit back and be like, man, I fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did this. Like, this is my fault. Like, people can't do that, man. Like that. That's a hard thing to do.
It catches some people off guard when I tell them that. You know what I'm saying? And I say, my thing is, if you own your bullshit, ain't nobody use it against you. But and when I say bullshit, I'm not saying be out here saying like I'm petty to everybody and I like starting bullshit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like I know for firsthand I don't know how to express myself when with a woman, right? Like versus like if it's an issue. Like I don't know how to come to her and be like, this is the problem, we need to rectify this, blah, blah, blah. So I keep the shit to myself, you know what I'm saying? But I tend to act a certain way to what she'll know is an issue.
Yeah.
But I told you that from Jump Street, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can't say, look, I ain't gonna be able to take this. Okay, well, I told you what it was in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? If you choose to stick around, it's on you. I can't make you do anything that you don't want to do.
You do
I can't say that. It depends. Because sometimes I may have seen and thought about it. Sometimes I may have seen and thought about it, and I probably have talked to myself and said, okay, if I tell her why I'm upset, all she's going to try to do is belittle how I feel or something. I don't know. So that makes me not want to say it even more. So it's just like, fuck it, I get over it type thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Like so some shit you be like, all right, I'm going to get over this shit myself.
Man. Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Bam. If it happened again or continuously, then maybe we'll address it. But by that time, I probably slapped the helmet.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm putting my hands on no better, no shit like that. But I will call a motherfucker instantly. I'm like, why the fuck you jump out there, woman? What is it talking about? And then we go into it. And then it's, yeah. It be like that. That's just how, I don't know. But I tell them I'm fucked up, though. You know? And there's a couple other things, that, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that. So, Will.
They talk.
What you want me to talk about? I mean, I just been listening shit. Y'all been hitting on all the points. I ain't got shit to say, man. Shit.
Yeah,
I motherfuckers been saying everything I wanted to say. Shit. Look, I'm just saying, look, I'll be patient with you. Like, because if I tell you one thing about me, is like, I'm a persistent dude. Like, if I see or know somebody that I want, like, I'm not gonna necessarily take no for an answer. I look at it as not right now. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's not. No, listen, don't take it that way. But listen, this is what I'm finna say. It's like, you may not be interested in me right now because you have things that's going on in your life. And I understand it. You may want to grow more. You may have a career that you're focusing on. And you're not really looking for somebody to be in your life right now. I understand it. But I'm not going to stop showing interest or like change up or.
What if you blocking other people from coming into your life? And
yeah,
I mean, like, I, but see, that's the thing.
You putting all your eggs in one basket.
Nah,
one
I'm
person.
Not putting. But see, that's the thing. I don't put all my eggs in one basket anymore. I used to do that shit, like, but now it's like, this who I want. But I'm like letting every like if I meet something else, then I go holler there for a minute. It's like, you know,
don't
you got
there for a minute because the one you may want may not be the person you need.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I just don't let myself get attached to a person or a thing no
happen.
More like
let
that.
Because
that shit ain't healthy. Like, because you being faithful to somebody that ain't faithful to you in a sense. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you trying to be there for them and be this person for
okay.
them, but they ain't trying to be there for you and you just looking. For
okay, well, you what if you chasing after somebody, right, that's not necessarily giving you any of what you giving them back? You're not gonna pull the plug on it
eventually?
No, Negro, pull that shit the minute you see that you're not reciprocating what you're giving
eventually.
No,
why
baby,
eventually,
you
bro?
Because
you getting what you want out of the deal.
I mean,
no, he's
not
eating shit.
I'm saying,
I mean,
look, all I do like most of the time is like a serious joke with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be joking, but you know what I'm saying? At the same time, unless you're gonna do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just fuck around, just be playing with you, just mess with you and shit. And you would think I'm constantly, but I didn't move. No, I don't really want to deal with your shit. But you won't know that until like later, till I like eventually like cut it all the way off and not saying shit to you. But like, bro, I'm kind of like a persistent kind of dude. Like, I don't like. Cause you know what I'm saying? I like feel like I'm a pretty decent dude.
You like a challenge? You
sure.
Like
some
challenges we're giving ourselves aren't challenges we're supposed to be going through. Like we could avoid that challenge.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say that. So.
We can.
No,
I
can't say that.
What
I
you
can
about
say?
To say?
I mean, something.
Your blade.
Right. Like you're gonna always need to practice something or always need to be trying something. Cause even when you, I mean, you should always be ever growing.
I need to know how to handle it.
Right.
No. What I'm saying is, let's say there's somebody you're constantly trying. They're not showing you any interest, but you think it's a challenge. That challenge, let that go.
No, I can't say that because, I mean, some people don't know. Like, I mean, you got to look at things in a different way because some people really don't know how to say what they want. And some people really are afraid, like, somebody that they may be going after, he may sense something that this motherfucker really just, she want me, but she don't know how to want me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that may be the case. So you just kind of sit back and
peep. In Daisy?
I'm just saying, like, if you really just sit back, like, if you could sit back and just be patient about it and just see where it comes out with,
Then it's like, okay.
It depends on what you're doing.
I didn't say go out there and be stupid. Yeah, like not, don't go out there and be giving flour and be no yeah, like no do boy. Yeah, yeah. But if you just sit back and like, look, I like you, I want you, you know what I'm saying? I want this to kind of work out. She's like, no, this is not the time. I bet.
Cool.
And just sit back. And it's like, all right, if that's what you say. And then, you know, every time y'all kind of have a conversation, you still kind of shoot that interest. And it's like, all right, bet. But I'm not finna, like, you're not finna try to play me. Like, you're not finna call me when you want me or you want me to do a favor for you and then try to friend zone me type shit. No, I'm just trying to keep it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna wait till you figure out whatever it is that you need to figure out. And then we gonna try to get this shit a shot. If that shit don't work, then, you know what I'm saying,
but
I can walk away.
She really does not want to do it and is telling you, I don't want to.
But not just saying those words, just doing things.
But see, if you
then you would catch on.
By you stepping back from the situation, I mean that shit. You can tell. You can pretty much peak game.
Right. You gotta be able to peak the game.
Some people can't. That's why you need to do that to learn it.
Exactly. Some people gotta learn it.
Some people are afraid to shoot it to you straight too.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
And that's the thing about me. Like, I prefer it straight. Like, tell me straight up. Don't,
cause you ain't gotta be mean to shoot it
like
straight.
You ain't gotta fucking worry. Like, my feelings would be hurt, but I ain't gonna lash out. Like, I ain't that type of nigga to where like you can't tell me shit. Cause
so
I tell you shit.
So if this person, let's say somebody never shoots it straight to anybody, but they keep making excuses for not being around you, not wanting to hang out with you, anything similar to that, where you feel like you just not getting where you need to get.
I mean, they need to. They got a man up.
They got a man up.
Be like, hey, make themselves.
Or you just gonna say, you know what?
Straight up, make yourself busy with something else.
Yeah, I mean, I like you just need to just like I don't think like men, we're conquerors, so we're gonna always have something that we're trying to conquer, even if we're not putting like effort towards it. So when you have a person like that, like you just let it be known, like, hey, this is what I want. If you don't want it, cool. And if that don't work, then it don't work, and you just kind of walk off and do your
cool. They never answer.
And it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we leave it alone?
Do we leave it alone?
Like, I'm not going to keep pursuing. I'm not going to continuously keep coming at you. It's not like like, in his sense, I don't think that he's, like, constantly texting good morning and getting nothing to reply.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, or saying good morning, beautiful, like nothing.
I know y'all have, I can tell how y'all looking. Y'all have run across men like this, right?
Right.
What?
They don't know how to just be like, she don't want me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm wanting somebody that don't want me.
Shut up, Dave. It's women too who won't. Real talk.
Motherfucker better tell me straight up
if
they don't want
me,
because I will be at your job.
Don't let me keep wasting my time. Don't let me keep making effort to spend
outside your house.
I mean, that's them. That's on them. That's on them.
But I'm the type of person, if I try a couple of times and you got these lame excuses, then I'm straight on there. Because there's a reason. You're just not woman or man enough to tell me what their reason is.
Just be able to pick up.
Some people don't catch hints.
Fuck them.
And I'm saying,
right.
You can do for you cannot help them type of people. Like, fuck it, let it be. Like,
and I mean, like I said, like the biggest thing about silence, man. Like, people ain't gonna talk to themselves too long,
right?
I mean, like, eventually, if they can't catch a hint of you saying, hey, you know, this not gonna happen, stop. Shit, just stop. Like, if you stop, people will not constantly come at you. If you really don't say nothing back. The problem is that you giving them hope by replying. Like, if you saying good morning, they saying good morning.
Like,
see, that's a lot of things.
I don't like, if you just stop. Anymore, I know everybody wants good morning text messages, but if you get a good morning text message from the person who you really don't want to say good morning to, don't reply. Like,
just don't say nothing.
Don't say shit. It may hurt their feelings, but just.
I would say the first time they do it, tell them, you know, it's not that. I would like for you to not do it.
And then
if they continuously keep, ignore. And it's simple as that. It's the same thing, like, that's what respect is. Like, with my lady, like, if a dude come at her and say, like, you're beautiful, thank you. Can I get your number?
No.
Nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And that's it.
It's like, you know what's up. That's it. Like, or you like, look, I'm in a happy relationship. Okay, can you have friends? Don't say nothing, because you know now You know where they stand. They know where you stand.
See, this shows a person is selfish because they not thinking about your feelings.
Right, right.
Bothering you like that. Like, you not thinking about that person's feelings. You thinking about your wants, what you want.
Right.
You got to have
you don't give
this.
A fuck about whatever it is that they want. You know what I'm saying? Or what they got going on.
Like that. Right. You don't fuck with people like that. I mean, if they don't get it, I mean, fuck it.
Like I said, man, it's all right. It's all right being patient. Like, say. Just stand back, man. Like, if motherfucker don't want you, you really want them, I would just say how you feel, take that step back. If they stand where they stand, it's over with.
Yeah. All right. I think we've had a great debate today. We made some funnies. And all type of stuff, man. Appreciate Max Sleepy for coming through with us this week.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you all for listening, and everybody, we live tweet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I know Jay Gray was like, nigga, am I the only person?
The only reason I did that,
I forgot to put it in the group message, like, hey, we're not going to live tweet tonight. For the simple...
I'm listening to the podcast, just tweeting away, like, wait. Am I the only motherfucker just...
But my reason was for a good reason. One, the live show was an hour and a half, and then I did not want to have to relive my fuck up. Okay, so it was two good reasons. I was like, nah, I don't want to have to relive that. And then it kind of don't look right if I'm not live tweeting. You see what I'm saying? For this, you know. So yeah, that was my reason. So we'll be back live tweeting every Wednesday. We'll have a official date for the No Negative Energy Cookout. If you know anybody who would like to sponsor, first off, just in case you don't know, No Negative Energy was something that Dre Gray was always saying. I was like, let's do something that's positive, you know, give people something to come to and congregate and all that good shit and eat food and have a great time without problems. So we call it the No Negative Energy Cookout. And I can say for the past 4 or 5 years, everything we've done, we've never had one incident. You know what I'm saying? So when we say no negative energy, we mean it. And we don't have security. Like, we our own security. You know what I'm saying? But we don't invite negativity anyway. So like I said, if you want to help donate anything, if it's money, you want to donate food, whatever, for the cookout. Not food that you prepared. Not food that you prepared. Okay.
Yeah, let's be real clear on that.
Yeah.
Everybody don't eat everybody cooking.
Yes. Not food that you prepared. But if you want to help buy groceries or whatever, just donate whatever you can. $5, $10, whatever. It'll gladly be appreciated. If you're not in the city and you still want to donate, hopefully all our listeners who are not in town will fly in. I can guarantee you we ain't canceling shit else. If Jay Gray called me and say he can't make it, the show will go on. Just want to let y'all know. If I can't make it, the show will have to go on some way. Not saying I'll be over everything. It's not the case. I really be panicking. Everybody know that. So, yeah. Real things. And we're going to have shirts. I meant to give away shirts at the podcast, but Slim wanted everybody to eat, so y'all ate the shirts. But yeah, we're gonna have real thinker shirts. We'll have like a shop cartel pages where y'all can order them. Try to get y'all a nice price on the shirts and whatever. Boom.
Yeah, really want to thank y'all for coming out last week.
Yes,
really. Yeah. Can't say that enough, man. Really appreciate y'all for coming out.
Yeah, and it everybody, was really fun. I was real messed up. So right after the thing, I left. Man, I was drunk and shit. I left my boyfriend up there. But I appreciate everybody for coming out, supporting the show. Next time, I won't drink so I can mingle.
You gotta learn to hold out liquor, people.
Yeah. I'm not a drinker, girl. So I'm not a big drinker. So anything in the whatever Jay put in that punch was.
It was delicious.
It was strong,
oh
though.
Gosh.
Shit was strong.
I
so
was
it got me.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay,
I'm ready.
I was great.
The power was great. I had fun, though. No lie. That shit was fun as hell that night, too. If y'all left right after the show or before the show ended,
y'all missed out.
Y'all missed out.
They played music, man. We were playing pimping.
They were stripping with clothes
and with air sex. This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
Real Thinkers Podcast.
We didn't get this shit over with. God damn.
This is
Real Thinkers Podcast.
I just put my personal business out. Like, that was not me. That was a hologram.
Just for my, just for my. Open up, open up. Open up, open up. Open up, open up, open up, open up.
Touch the sky, touch the sky, touch the sky.
We'll be good. Open up, open up, open up your mind.
Niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think.